David and Ali on the run.
On Red Radio.
Right, guys, so at first for Red Radio, we have got a palm reader in studio with us. Can everyone welcome Ashley Diaga? Say welcome, Ali. Don't be rude.
Welcome!
Thomas is going to play one of his clappy hands.
Oh, do you want me to play a clappy hand?
Okay, cool.
That's what I thought we were into. You see, he's really not adequate enough for this job.
Clapping hands! Yay!
Okay,
so welcome. So yeah, we are very, very excited. This is definitely a first for Red Radio.
Yeah.
And David and I have interviewed a lot of people, but we have no idea what you do, so... Give us a little bit of an intro.
All right. So palm reading is essentially reading the lines, the shape, your fingerprints, the way your fingers curve, the way your nails grow.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually tell a lot about a person's life and their personal traits and what's going to happen or what has happened. But your hand constantly changes what you're going through.
That's so interesting.
So it's just interesting to be aware of what your hand entails and what the health issues and all of that. And
so... I'm interested to know, like, because I've seen this on That's So Raven and shows like that, right? But I want to know, like, how accurate is this? Has anyone done, like, a study to see, like, how accurate...
Oh, palmistry.
Yeah.
Well, I've read quite a few people's hands, and everything that I've said, I mean, I've brought up past family trauma and health things, and it's just too crazy not to be real.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're just knowing things, and people are like, oh, my God, that happened to me when I was 4 years old. It's just...
So
it's quite amazing.
Like, I know you've studied and you obviously are qualified, but like, what is the process? How do you get involved in something like this? Like,
well, I mean, I guess it's different for everyone. I don't know if there are any courses. I read a book and then I pick up a few other books and read about it. But I guess if you've got a calling for it, if you're interested in it, I think that's the main thing of palmistry.
But
just
you said
have
it's in your family.
Yes. So my gran, she read palms. So
she said my palm was a warm palm.
Yes. Aww. A very nice palm, Thomas.
Sweaty is also another synonym for warm.
Actually, having sweaty hands means something in palmistry. So it's everything. So hyperhidrosis is when someone's very anxious. So people have sweaty hands, very anxious people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shame, really Thomas. Cool.
Okay, so Ashley read my palm yesterday. And now she's going to actually give a little insight into my palm. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
So, I mean, you can reveal whatever you want to reveal. So, yeah, let's see. What do you have to say?
Okay, so Thomas, you have a very warm hand. So... just a very inviting hand. So your hand shape is fire, which means that his palm is longer than his fingers. So loves excitement and all of that. And he has quite a flexible hand. So you can tend to lose a bit of interest. You might need a bit of stimulation.
I've lost interest in the two of them.
Yeah, there you go.
We've lost interest in you.
He also has a broad palm, which means he holds great sympathy and empathy and wisdom. He has a really good lifeline, which is the line going from the side of your palm by your thumb all the way down to your wrist. And it's quite a strong one, meaning when he does get ill, he'll bounce back from illness quite quickly. Very independent person. Nothing in his childhood would ever hold him back from living his best life. Yeah, overall health very good. I told Thomas he must watch out for the lungs, no doing naughty, naughty. And then he must also keep a... just be careful of your eyesight. What else did I say?
Something about my heart.
Thomas, you'll be just fine, I promise.
I'm going to have a cardiac arrest.
No. From Ellie and David, I'm sure. But
I think it's going to work the other way
so
around.
So, Ashley, have you chosen the side of Thomas? Because there's a war going here on
Red
Radio.
Yeah, we can clearly see.
Okay, all right, let's go over to David.
Fantastic, okay.
Okay, you're right-handed, right?
Yeah, right-handed.
Okay.
So, does it matter if you're left or right-handed?
Yes, yeah. So, your right hand is who you are, and your left hand is actually what your... life was. So your right hand is what you make of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so David, this is your lifeline, once again, from the side by your thumb down to your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's connected to your headline, which is the middle line you'll see on your palm. So when it's connected, it's actually connected for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you have a very strong sense of family duty.
Aww.
Your family will be with you no matter what. I don't think you're in the hugest rush to leave home. You're quite happy to stay and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a very good lifeline. Mm-hmm. So once again, health, you know, when illnesses come, you'll be all good. What else do you want to know?
Can you tell me how rich I'm going to be? Is that something you can tell me?
That's,
is he
going to be successful?
Looking at your fate line. Okay. So this is your fate line over here. It's a bit hard to describe.
All right.
But it starts at the moon mount over here. So you can be quite a sensitive being.
Uh-huh, that is true.
Yeah, the phrases of the moon will actually affect you.
The phrases of the moon?
The phases of the moon. So if it's a new moon,
okay,
it symbolizes something. So
I
if
do
you
tend
can
to look at the moon a lot, yeah.
That is not what it means, but yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's so
cool. So what I'm gathering from this is that I'm going to be a billionaire. Is that yeah. worth
it? If you have that mindset, sure. Fantastic. Manifest it.
All right, guys.
Yeah, but if you want a full one, you got my details. All
right. Yeah, so speaking of details, if you want to get a hold of Ashley and if you want to get a palm read, you can visit outsidethelines.co.za. That website will be going up in a couple of...
Shortly, yeah.
Yeah, shortly.
Stay tuned.
And if not, you can give Ashley a call on 072-956-0560.
David and Ali on the run.
On Red Radio.